and walk around through the parking lot, down the driveway, down the middle of the street, and then come into church. We'll stop three times along the way as we walk, because three times on the way to Jerusalem, our Lord told Peter and the disciples what was going to happen. So we stopped three times to read what he said. We stop a fourth time in front of the door to say a prayer, and then we enter the church. We enter in silence, and we just take our places, and after a bit, the service begins. Now, like I said in the church, this is Fairbanks, it's not Phoenix, it's snow and ice out there. And the point is to get there, not to lose anybody along the way. And it is slippery. It's slippery. So if you don't have the right kind of shoes, or if you're not, it's warmer than it was at 8 o'clock this morning, or if you're not dressed for walking around out there for 10, 15 minutes, it's okay after the prayers to just go that way and go into the church, and we'll meet you in there when we come around. So I wanted to get that clear. And the other thing is, the gospel reading this morning is the entire passion from the Gospel of Mark. It's about seven chapters of it. And so, to read it, we all get to play a part in it. So I've typed it up as 12 different roles. So if you would like to help read, let me know. I can let you know now that it's only... These are all pretty small. It's only one or two lines, except for one figure who happens to have a fairly long. So who wants to help read? And just pick. We'll see what you get. Just pick. You want to read one too? Anybody else? Yours says narrator?
No.
Oh. No. If you have a bulletin. It kind of begins on the back with the opening sentences. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord.
Peace in heaven and glory in high.
Let us pray. Assist us mercifully with your help, O Lord God of our salvation, that we may enter with joy upon the contemplation of those mighty acts, whereby you have given us life and immortality through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. When Jesus and his disciples were approaching Jerusalem, and on Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you. And immediately as you enter it, you will find there, tied there, a coat that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' you say this, 'The Lord needs it and will bring it back here immediately.' They went away and found a coat tied near a door, outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, What are you doing untying the coat?' They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the coat to Jesus and threw their coats on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their coats on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the field. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven.' Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went on to Bethany with the 12. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you. The Lord be with you now. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to praise you, Almighty God, for the acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. On this day, he entered the holy city of Jerusalem in triumph and was proclaimed as King of Kings by those who spread their garments and branches of palm along his way. Let these branches be for us signs of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who lives and reigns in glory with you and the Holy Spirit now and forever. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We go forth now in peace in the name of Christ. Amen. So it's the cross and then folks and off we go. And if you don't have the right shoes, go that way. So choir, somebody start singing. It's on this. And he continued by questioning them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered and said to him, "Thou art the Christ." And he warned them to tell no one about it. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he was stating the matter plainly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning around and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on God but on man." This is slippery in here.
Yeah, it's better over there where he is.
Let Steve lead.
We'll just go out in the street.
Watch it, watch it. They were on the road, going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking on ahead of them. And they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And again, he took the 12 aside and began to tell them what was going to happen to him, saying, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles. They will mock him and spit on him and scourge him and kill him. And 3 days later, he will rise again." Redeemer King, whom the lips of truth. Almighty God, whose most dear Son entered not into glory, mercifully grant that we, walking now in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace through Jesus Christ our Lord.